Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Major is here. Endless material to get to. Another dull week in D.C. Major, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. All right, let's go to Epstein first.
Yep.
As a man who's consumed the takeout the last few days, I want you to tell me from what you've observed, talking to fellow correspondents and talking to people germane to this case. What is the most important piece of new information to come out over the last 72 hours?
Oh, let's see. The most important piece of information. I don't know. And this is one of the problems that I think the public justifiably has with the Epstein story. In one way, it's a very complex matrix of people who were associated with Jeffrey Epstein, celebrities, financiers, banks, ambassadors, people very close to people who were heads of state of foreign governments.
It's pretty stunning how many people he was connected to.
Yes, it's just an astonishing array. And all the complexities and culpabilities or knowledge or semi-knowledge and wink and a nod, all that is sort of a huge web. One of the best books about this entire saga is called Spider for that reason, written by Barry Levine. He was on my program last night.
Yep.
And yet, Chad, it is a very simple matter right now. Very, very simple. And as I tell my audience every night when we focus on this story, my allegiance, if there is one, is to the survivors.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to talk about this story simply because it's clickbait or there's some incremental thing that really doesn't drive the story, and I'm just going to wade into it because it's titillating or interesting. No, I'm only going to talk about this when there are things that matter. And what matters this week is that the discharge petition reached 218 signatures. It will be voted on in the House on an expedited basis next week. And the simple part of this story is the survivors slash victims, whatever terminology you prefer, keep saying the same thing. We have been at this for five administrations. This is not about Trump. It's not about criminality with Trump, necessarily. We don't think there's anything there. Virginia Giuffre, among those most victimized in this entire saga, is pretty clear on that. The White House is correct to point that out. But the survivors' victims keep saying the same thing, and they've said it for this administration, Biden administration, Trump, Obama, Bush, everything. Just let us know all that you know in the government about this investigation. We, the victims, the survivors, understand the need to withhold names. Some of us have already stated our names. Others haven't. That's fine. That can be done, and that can be done quite simply. What we want is what you know. because you clearly know more than we as victims and survivors know. Oh, and by the way, would you stop traumatizing us again with things that go on with Ghislaine Maxwell? A patty cake interview conducted with her by the Deputy Attorney General. Then, immediately thereafter, she's transferred to another federal prison and quite clearly now receiving what can only be described as preferential treatment.
Indisputable.
Why would that happen?
Yep.
And why are you doing that to us when all we're asking for is what you know and on what basis? Looking at all you know, you said, Trump Justice Department, no one needs to be investigated. No one else needs to be charged. This matter is closed.
Yeah, I would like the president to sit in front of the victims whose lives have been altered in ways they never could have imagined and just tell them it's a Democratic hoax. Just have that back and forth conversation because it's anything but that. So let's get to the president. There's no doubt. He was good friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
No doubt.
There
is lots of other people.
Exactly. Bill Clinton, many, as
yes.
you pointed out. He is, from Steve Bannon to people close to the closest world leaders across the planet. So it's not just the president. There is no doubt about that. And maybe the president, and I repeat, maybe the president's telling the truth about when he found out about Epstein and allegations of pedophilia, that he distanced himself from him. That's still up for debate. He is adamant about it. But clearly, when he was campaigning, it was release the info, and that totally changed. Now with this back and forth, and the president on Truth Social today, as he normally does, he directs the person he views as his personal attorney, the attorney general, just a minor point, target Bill Clinton, Reid Hoffman, and Larry Summers, that this is all Democrats. He has nothing to do with it. The simplest question then is for the folks who are close to the president, who believe in the president, if there's nothing damning in there about him, why is he fighting so hard to not allow all this information to be presented when years ago he wanted all that information out there?
Right. Totally legitimate question. Two very quick points. Point one, there's one way to read the social media post this morning. And that way, it's a fireable offense, because what he's doing is ordering his attorney general to renounce the thing the attorney general announced months ago.
Yeah, right.
In the two-page memo. Hey, we've looked at all this. We've looked at it thoroughly. No one else needs to be prosecuted. There are up to 1,000 victims, and there's no reason to follow up on this. What? What?
Yeah.
The president just told you.
Right.
There's reason to follow up on this.
Correct.
It's a dereliction of duty. It might be a fireable offense in a world in which those sorts of things happened in a second Trump term. Clearly they don't. The other thing is, if you believe House Democrats, and it's worth pointing out, they're the ones who persuaded House Republicans to subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's estate. They did it on a bipartisan basis, couldn't do it any other way. And that's what's led to a lot of release of this information. If you think they're selectively doing that, then get out ahead of it. Release everything. If there's a political hoax going on by the opposition party to make you look bad by selectively releasing this or that, you are in possession of far more information than the Epstein estate is. Let it out. Let it out. Get ahead of this, not behind it. And why it doesn't do that tactically, I don't know. It raises all sorts of legitimate questions about, well, if that's the simplest way to deal with this, and if it's consistent with what you pledged to do during the campaign, and you're not doing it, I wonder why.
Another outstanding journalist on this, going back to Miami, someone I know you've interviewed before, and I have here also, is Julie K. Brown.
Yes, absolutely.
And she addressed one of the points, which is legitimate. I don't fault anybody for asking, well, wait a second. Here's the Biden. Biden's detest of Trump was clear. So why didn't the Biden folks investigate?
Right.
Here's what she said on Twitter yesterday, just to respond to that very valid question. She, regarding Ghislaine Maxwell, wasn't convicted until late 2021. She appealed her conviction. Generally, it's not a good idea to open your evidence files when a criminal case is ongoing. We also don't know whether the FBI was still investigating other possible suspects who helped Epstein or who participated in his crimes. If you are targeting suspects, you don't want them to know you're zeroing in on them. Seems like a very valid explanation to me.
Sure. And look, there are things in this story that may never be criminally prosecutable.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing
yes.
someone is a creep, Donald Trump is on record saying Jeffrey Epstein is a good friend of mine. He likes girls and he likes them on the younger side. That means at some level, Donald Trump, before he was a political actor in our country, knew what Epstein's, if it was more than a fetish or whatever, was. He knew what it was and still hung out with him, okay? That doesn't make Donald Trump at any time in his life a criminal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As many people have said on the record in this matter, being a creep is not a crime. It's unsavory. You exclude those people from your life if you're creep-averse, but it's not a crime. There is, however, financial records that might be implicated of conspiratorial activity, awareness, financing. I don't know. But there's probably in the files things that are highly reputationally damaging that are not criminally prosecutable. I'm not a prosecutor. I've never prosecuted a case in my life. Those are decisions for people so invested with that power to make. But what we do know is lots of people, and what we learned this week is all sorts of people are emailing with Jeffrey Epstein all the time.
Yes.
Journalists, celebrities, all
correct.
This incredible matrix. Like,
yeah.
And I'm sure those people are like, I'd rather not have to explain that part of my personal, professional, slash whatever relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. But this guy gathered people, lots of people,
mm-hmm.
to protect him and to give him leverage should he ever need it. That is fundamentally clear. And people who allowed themselves, for whatever reason, to go into that web have some explaining to do once we all know that they were in it.
They were drawn to him for whatever reason. You know, it wasn't all of them pursuing him. They enjoyed his company. To what level and what that means, we don't know yet. Hang on, Major. Nope. More with Major in moments. I want to talk Stretch Lab, a fantastic place that can help you out. Hey, it's glorious out today. This is it. This is our last chance for a 70, probably our last chance for a 60. But that doesn't mean for the next 4 or 5 months, if you're here in Minnesota, I'm not doing anything. You need to move your body. You could become a house walker like me, a condo walker, an apartment walker. But you better stretch. You need to stretch. All of us need to do it. You better do it at a gym. You better do it at your place. I've got the best place to do it. StretchLab.com. Train flexologists. Double figure locations all throughout the metro area. They help me. A man, 60. They help me. They help friends of mine who are in their 20s. They help friends of mine to bring their kids there. They help friends of mine who are older than me and sit around and don't exercise so much. Go to one of these dozen-plus locations, find out how good they are, get that first 50-minute session, and you'll sign up for more. Track them down today, StretchLab.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The future owner of the San Diego Padres, Major Garrett, is back with us. Team's for sale. That's all I know. Yeah, I mean, you've talked about, I know you're eventually going to move back out west. Why not move back out west and own your boyhood baseball team?
If they put up fractional ownership interest stakes of 1 in 1 millionth, I might qualify.
No. Hey, Dave, what do you think? What do you? I see him as like 25%.
Yeah, I think you know. I dig through the cushions, you'll find it, man.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What do you think? He's probably making $1 million a show on the takeout.
I was thinking at least 3 to 4.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A lot of Padres talk next year every Friday. I mean, we won't have, you know, what's with Fernando Tatis? That's where we'll be going. All right, affordability. It's always, no matter what, the biggest issue out there. For all of us and for the president and a candidate and
for
former.
For now.
Yeah.
Maybe joblessness in a year. Who knows?
That's fair. Candidate Trump and former President Trump said, I'm going to get this done. And by the way, the polling showed that was a huge advantage for him to decisively defeat Kamala Harris. It was 7-0 in the swing states. That's a decisive victory for me. And we know it hasn't worked out as favorably as he wants. So there's talk of the president traveling the country trying to convince folks that affordability is out there to despite what happens at the grocery store. And now I'm seeing these reports that the Trump administration might be backpedaling on tariffs where in countries where they don't even have agreements yet, lowering whatever tariffs they've offered up so far. So you, me, and everybody else, when we're going to the grocery store, when we're going to the various other stores, where prices are going to come down. How soon, how likely, and how's the president going to sell this message?
I have no idea on all of those. All I know is this. The administration has told the country several things this year, which in the last 2 weeks, they've basically forgotten. One. Tariffs are paid externally, not internally, meaning consumers never pay them. That they would not be inflationary. Two, the so-called big, beautiful bill would stimulate economic growth almost immediately and provide stimulus because many of the tax cuts were retroactive at the beginning of the year, especially for small and medium-sized businesses that would supercharge the economy, do all sorts of wondrous things. And prices were coming down. The first three things, not true.
Mm-mm.
The fourth thing, partially true. Gasoline prices have come down, and energy prices coming down is a significant factor to tame inflation. But one of the reasons beef is more expensive, one of the reasons coffee is more expensive, one of the reasons utility prices are more expensive is regulations, tariffs, and other matters that in some ways this administration can control, in some ways it can't. Yes, is 3% inflation lower than 9% inflation? Yes, unquestionably. But it's still 3% on top of that 9%. And most people still feel that life in America, net-net, is unaffordable to their satisfaction. And the president is the one who said he would tame it on day one. I didn't say that. He did. And guess what? In politics, even if you're Trump, which he defies gravity in ways no other political figure in this country has in the modern era, can still have a gravitational pull. And when my last point on this, when he says, I'm going to basically tune all these knobs on tariffs in order to achieve something in the economy, because I've now perceived a political problem. He is confirming all the things that the Supreme Court has to make a judgment on. Because the judgment the Supreme Court has to make is, well, did this president do these tariffs under a completely reimagined interpretation of emergency powers because it was an economic emergency? Chad, if it's an economic emergency, by definition,
right,
you don't roll it up and down because you just had an election and your party lost.
Correct. 100%. Okay, about 60 seconds left.
Yes, sir.
Is Chuck Schumer done? Considering the way this all worked out with the shutdown, the Democrats getting basically nothing, and all the heat he's taking right now.
He's not done for right now. He's not going to be challenged. There's not a leadership election until after the midterms. I've talked to a lot of Democrats about this. Here's what they expect. Chuck Schumer needs to be the Senate Democratic leader until January 30th because there's another looming deadline there. He's got to get through that. On the other side of that, however it's resolved, most Democrats I talk to on the Hill and outside of it expect him to say, I'm not going to seek re-election as Senate Democratic leader. I will play out this year, and I'll let a new generation succeed me after the midterms. My guess is that's how this all lays down.
Tell me one fun thing you're doing this weekend.
Playing baseball.
Really?
Yes. So here's very quickly. I'm going to Padres Fantasy Camp in mid-January.
Oh, this is so good.
Yes. In Peoria, with my longtime producer here at CBS, Arden Fari, who played 4 years varsity at WashU Division III baseball. Dude's a real genuine athlete. I'm not. I need an athlete next to me so I don't look so bad. And I'm going to do Padres Fantasy Camp in January. And I've been training for the last 4 months to get ready for it.
I mean, I almost want to blow off the news to follow up on this, but I can't. You know what it is, Dave? It's the first step to buying the team.
That's
what it is.
Foot in the door.
Yeah, foot in the door. All right. Stay healthy. Have fun. We'll talk next week.
Okay. See you.
He's the best. Major here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.